Welcome to this week's edition of Deeply Dylan.
I'm average, common too. I'm just like him, same as you. I'm everybody's brother and son. I ain't different than anyone. Ain't no use to talk to me. It's just like talking to you. Shadow boxing with myself one day. I figured I was ready for Cassius Clay. Hail, fee, fi, fo, fum. Cassius Clay, here I come. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cassius Clay, you better run. 26, 27, 28, 29. Gonna make your face look just like mine. 99, 100, 101, 102. Your mom won't even recognize you. 15, 16, 17, 18, gonna knock him clean right out of his spleen. Now I don't know, but I've been told the streets of heaven are lined with gold. I ask you how things could get much worse if the Russians happened to get up there first. Wowee, scary. Now I'm liberal, but to a degree. I want everybody to be free. But if you think I'll let Barry Goldwater move in next door and marry my daughter, you're crazy. I wouldn't let him do it for all the farms in Cuba. Well, I set my monkey on a log and I ordered him to do the dog. He wagged his tail and he shook his head and he went and did it the cat instead. He's a weird monkey, very funky. Well, I sat with my high-heeled sneakers on, waiting to play tennis in the noonday sun. I had my white shorts rolled up past my waist, and my wig had fallen in my face. They wouldn't let me on the tennis court. She's so mean, she sticks my boots in the washing machine, shoots me with buckshot when I'm nude, sticks bubblegum in my food. She's funny, calls me honey.
Hey, Bob.
All my money.
Bob, start right there on that verse. Give that little break and start right back in there.
What?
Give that little break you give and then start right back in on that last verse after the tennis court sequence.
Want me to start all over? I'd rather do that.
Okay.
Okay, I'll start. Must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Isn't how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Isn't how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Isn't how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Isn't how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. I don't mind the Ten Commandments. I believe in the Ten Commandments. The first one, I am the Lord thy God, is a great commandment if it's not said by the wrong people. You know? So here's it.
Baby got jealous. She took five trips with the hobo and left me here alive. Now I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you'll come through too. Well, the hobo got high, he came back naturally after stealing my baby. Now he wants to steal me. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping he'll come through too. Well, come with me, baby, I'll take you where you wanna go. If it don't work out right, you'll be the first to know. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping he'll come through too. Me. hoping you come through too. Well, I'm gonna play wigwam. I better tell you now. If you don't know how to play, you better find out how. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you come through too.
Resistance or a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. La la la, la la la, la 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 la. When I left my home and family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railroad station running scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie, 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 lie. La 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 la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the horse on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. Oh la 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 la. And I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me, leading me, going home. In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries a reminder of every blow that's laid him low and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I'm leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, 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 lie.
Go away from my window, leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone who's never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me or looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart, someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go melt back in the night. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
It just makes a fella mean. your hurry. Just watch this. This is one you mustn't miss. Annie's going to sing her song called Take Me Back Again. A drink for me, a drink for you. You're gonna need a drink or two. Annie's gonna sing that song called Take Me Back Again. You never heard it sung before. I hear it twice a month or more. Complete with tears and sheepish grins. It only lacks the violin. The tune goes flat from time to time. The lyric sometimes it fails to rhyme. But Annie's going to sing her song called Take Me Back Again. Sometimes it lasts the whole night long. Depends on how long she's been gone. I sit and look as hard as nails. She knows the damn thing never fails. Take the bottle, fill your cup. Don't miss the part where I fold up. Annie's going to sing her song called Take Me Back Again.
Salary.
In that set we heard I Shall Be Free, number 10, from Bootleg Series Volume 3. Blowing in the Wind, from Bootleg Series Volume 7. Pledging My Time, from Bootleg Series Volume 12. The Boxer, from Self Portrait. It Ain't Me, Babe, from Biograph. Too Much of Nothing, from Bootleg Series Volume 3. Annie's Going to Sing Her Songs, from Bootleg Series Volume 10. And we concluded the set with Too Much of Nothing, from Bootleg Series Volume 11. You're listening to Deeply Dylan on KYGT, The GOAT, in Idaho Springs, Colorado.
Clouds so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, ratings froze. Get your mind off winter time, you ain't going nowhere. I don't care how many letters they send. Morning came and morning went. Pick up your money and pack up your tent. You ain't going nowhere. Tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to the tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. But we'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we come up to it.
I say goodbye to haunted rooms and faces in the street. To the courtyards of the jester, which is a hidden from the sun. I love you more than ever, and I haven't yet begun. You breathed on me and made my life a richer one to live. When I was deep in poverty, you taught me how to give. Dried the tears up from my dreams, they pulled me from the hole. I love you more than ever, and it burns to the soul. Gave me babies, one, two, three, what is more, you saved my life. Eye for eye, and tooth for tooth, your love cuts like a knife. My thoughts of you don't ever rest, they kill me if I lie. But I'd sacrifice the world for you to watch my senses die. That is yours and mine to play upon this earth. We'll play it out the best we know, whatever it is worth. What's lost is lost, we can't regain what went down in the flood. But happiness to me is you, and I love you more than blood. It's never been my duty to remake the world at large, nor is it my intentions to sound a battle charge. Cause I love you more than all of that, with a love that doesn't bend. And if there is eternity, I'll love you there again. Can't you see that you were born to stand by my side? And I was born to be with you, you were born to be my bride. You're the other half of what I am, you're the missing piece. And I love you more than ever, with that love that doesn't cease. You turn the tide on me each day and teach my eyes to see. Just being next to you is a natural thing for me. And I could never let you go, no matter what goes on. Cause I love you more than ever now that the past is gone.
Summertime is a-coming, and the leaves are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time blooms around the purple heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And it on it I will put all the flowers of the mountain, will you go? Let you go. Oh, the springtime is coming, and the weeds are sweetly singing, and the wild mountain time blooms around the purple heather. Will you go?
Another time, it ain't believing, that's a grievous festival was over. The boys were all planning for a fall. The cabaret was quiet, except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted, and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five-card stud by the stair. Lily had two queens. She was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up, the windows open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing. You could feel it from inside. Lily called another bed and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool. He owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane and every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped in through the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. "I know I've seen that face somewhere," Big Jim was thinking to himself. "Maybe down in Mexico or a picture up on somebody's shelf." But then the crowd began to stamp their feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who once held the Jack of Hearts. Lily was a princess. She was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had that certain kind of flash in her smile. She'd come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life, which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. The hanging judge come in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily wore Big Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts.
Lily washed her face, took her dress off and buried it away. As your luck run out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you're looking like a saint. Down the hallway footsteps, we're coming for the Jack of Hearts. The backstage manager was pacing around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk. There was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. Lily's arms were locked around the man that she dearly loved to touch. She forgot all about the man she couldn't stand who hounded her so much. I've missed you so, she said to him, and he felt she was sincere. But just beyond the door, he felt jealousy and fear. It was just another night in the life of the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall and cleaned out the bank safe. It said that they got off with quite a haul. By the darkness on the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. But they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. And the hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now, its sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
There is a house down in New Orleans.
They call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many poor girls and me. Oh God, I'm a one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed these new blue jeans. My sweetheart was a gambler, Lord, down in New Orleans. A gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk, and the only time he's satisfied is when he's on a drunk. Fills his glasses up to the brim, and he'll pass the cards around, and the only pleasure he gets out of life is rambling from town to town. Oh, tell my baby sister not to do what I have done, but shun that house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's 1 foot on the platform, and the other foot on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans to wear that ball and chain. I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. I'm going back to end my life down in the rising sun. They call the rising sun. It's been a ruin of many poor girls and me. Oh God, I'm a one.
In that set, we heard You Ain't Going Nowhere from Bootleg Series Volume 3, Wedding Song from Planet Waves, Wild Mountain Time from Bootleg Series Volume 2, Farewell from Bootleg Series Volume 9, Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts from Bootleg Series Volume 3, and we concluded the set with House of the Rising Sun from Bob Dylan. You are listening to KYGT 102.7 FM and 103.9 FM here in beautiful downtown Idaho Springs, Colorado. You can listen to us almost any place on the planet by going to clearcreekradio.com and clicking on Listen Live. You've been listening to Deeply Dylan.